Okay, hey, Ion, like I said last week, you laid out a lot of information on the 6th and the 13th of June. And I have like some questions. And this involves the synovial fluid and the pericardial fluid, okay? We've already established that the, synovial fluid. Okay, you confirmed that the synovial fluid is going alkaline. What you said is that the new amino acids are going to affect both the pericardial fluid and the synovial fluid, with one going alkaline and one going acid. And we determined, you confirmed that the synovial fluid is going to alkaline. So, when I went back and looked at that, I'm like, well, okay, if the synovial fluid and pericardial fluid are connected, and we just confirmed that the synovial fluid is going alkaline, that means the pericardial fluid is acidic. So the question is there a special chemical exchange being involved that the synovial fluid is acidic?
Negative pH. That's what happens. That's what causes it.
So but that's on like two different scales then. That represents the scale.
That's why we said that's the point. Oh. That's the whole point. And when that shifts, your body's going to have those two scales in order for it to work. Because if you have an acid on acid and the AL2SO4 environment, it'll consume you inside out. It'd be like pumping your belly full of baking soda and giving yourself a pumping your belly full of baking soda and giving yourself a vinegar enema. It would not go good.
That's really a unique chemical exchange with those two fluids they're connected, but one is, so that's the whole scale of negative pH in the body with the pericardial fluid, acidic,
That's why when you pull blood gases, doing arterial cut down or doing blood gases, very painful. Mm-hmm. I don't suggest it, but that's the first telltale place that you're going to know it, meaning that you're going to start to gauge the different compression.
Then that also connected to why you said we need to stretch more, because that means that that whole joint system is going to be different. That's why you told me to stretch.
Right. Yeah. You're going to rip. And we told you, what else did we tell you? We also told you that in a second, once your body kicks in, once you start this process, that you're going to lay in that bed all day long and eat sweet cakes, and you're still going to blow up like a Johnny Unitas. And hey, Biggin, what's happening to you now?
Okay, Ion. Okay.
Tell him. Tell Greg Duffelbag what's happening. Tell him.
Okay. The first thing, I had the roughest week I've ever had as far as being a little, I felt like I weighed a ton, and I was walking through really thick syrup, and I was really not myself, and my heart felt like it was going to jump out of my chest Thursday night, I felt like my heart was going to go through my chest. But then I did some experimenting with some special sugars, and I'm a lot better. But one this weird thing is I only work out like once every 2 weeks now, but I got big after just one training session. I mean, my shirts were tight the next day.
That's right. And your body doesn't have a muscle memory anymore. It has the muscle. That's the difference.
Yes.
Before, you were just pumping your water into your muscle, the ripped muscle. That's not happening anymore. See, that's a physical telltale. Jesus fucking God, how is this possible? When you ain't doing nothing. Well, before you worked out a couple of times a day.
Yeah. And that's really, I mean, but I'm used to it. But I also noticed this week, I am really, really heavier than what it is this way. I know that I'm heavy. When I go to do pull-ups now, I really feel that this is a different body, but I'm used to it. But it takes taking almost,
what, you're going to work. Now you got to work. Now you got to do, you don't, hey, you ain't going to dance. You got to do that rope-a-dope no more. You're going to work for this. Yeah, big boy.
That's no problem. That's no problem. Okay, all right, the next question.
Thank good.
Next question. Because this is this whole fluid, I mean, you clarified with the blood plasma last week, but then there's still something with the fluid, because when you said that the lymph and synovial fluid, when the lymph fluids and the synovial fluids were connected, they're no longer connected, you said that the lymph provided the conductivity to the synovial fluids, okay? But when they were connected, what was the, what part did the pericardial fluid play when the lymph and the synovial fluids were connected? I'm just curious on that.
Okay. Behind the pineal gland, there's a little joint that's where the fluids are created. It makes the spinal fluid. Okay, behind it, on the back of the head. It runs down and hooks into the, well, it picks up into the dorsals. Not everybody's is the same, but it's practically the same. Where those fluids are produced, and that goes into the spinal fluid. You can prove that doing a spinal tap. Those fluids are separated, and that's where it builds the pericardium and the fluid, the pericardial fluid, and then the synovial glands hold basically right now the same kind of fluid. The pH is just a little bit different, but not completely. So today, synovial fluid and pericardial fluid, you can tell the difference, but not a whole lot of difference. And spinal cord fluid, spinal fluid.
But then,
very close to the chain.
But eventually they're going to be different, meaning the synovial and the pericardial fluid. That's what we were speaking earlier, right?
Okay. That's correct. That's correct. And you won't use spinal fluid anymore. You won't use it. You won't need it.
What? Will it still be produced?
Fluid anymore.
Will it still be produced?
It will, but you won't use it. It will, but you won't use it.
Okay, but wow. So does that mean, because you said earlier when we were going over the fluids that the spinal fluid was used to create pericardial fluid, so that's going to be totally once the pericardium, is there something going to take place with the pericardium that it no longer will require spinal fluid? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but that, no, the pericardium, we describe it like deuterium, like a heavy water. That's the way we describe it. Now, that's not what it is. Jesus fucking God, don't start that shit, because that's not what it is. We said it's like that. But your body, the way your spine works, that fluid, the juice that conducts it's what makes all of your nerve endings work. It's that connective lubricant that keeps everything working and lets the communication flow. You're going to have a different way to communicate. The lymph system takes all that over. So you that's the little man's place. That's what's wrong. That's why you have a sciatica problem. See, that nerve gets out of whack and then it runs down and you gotta have reparation, you see. The distance between ligaments and tendons and nerves and nerve endings. And that whole electrical system of the mapping of the DNA changes. That's another aspect that changes. When we said the lymph system, lymphatic system takes over, it takes over. And right now you won't let it take over because you got a little man problem trying to take the exoskeleton and making it be proper, and it's not.
But the complete men products are helping us go through this change then, because you're saying a little man problem.
Well, look at you. Look at you.
Yeah, that's pretty,
big old bird.
Well, it's pretty weird because, I heard you, it was really some, outstanding information that, Alyssa pulled out of you about the, mind, body, spirit. But, I can only imagine what that's going to do when I put a little bit of that in me, because, that'll be.
It's going to open up. What's going to happen? You're going to get you're coming to the plateau, the edge of the plateau, and so it's like the people who have the. Do you know what cortisol is?
Yes, That's the
okay. Some people have a lot of problem with cortisol, and they have sometimes they might even call it. Some of them are like morbidly obese, and they can be. And it can be, but now if you're 5 pounds overweight, Jesus God, you can be a third of a stone or heavy, and they call you morbidly obese now. I mean, you got to be like a size 2 to be normal, 5'5" or 7'2" or something stupid. But that doesn't matter. But what's going to change is the cortisol levels are going to be used differently. You're never going to have to store fat. You won't have to store fat. The system will be in such a way that it will produce the energy level flow. That comes, we said, you don't have to have bread of living water. That's what Bob's called it for 1,000 years because he didn't know any better. But you're going to want it, okay, once your system. Now, Bob's experienced this already. He doesn't eat. He just eats because it's something to do. He wants Carolyn to feel like she's important, so he eats whatever she fixes, you know. But he don't have to. He'll say, he says that. He'll go a long time and not eat. Got to have his water, though. He'll whoop a nigga now. He'll whoop a nigga if he got his water now, just so you know he's going to get that.
And that's true, Bert.
The bread.
Like, Carol will not make me any supper, and if I'm indifferent, she kind of gets worried, and then she tries to drum up a couple of cucumbers or something, but I don't need to eat it. I say, I don't need no goddamn dinner. And she gets a little nervous about that. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's actually true what Art says. I'm the best husband somebody could live with, for fuck's sake. I put any demands on anybody. We don't need dinner, wifey. We don't need no breakfast, my dear bride. We don't need nothing. I got living water. As long as fucking Ion stays alive and keeps sending me this shit, I'm okay.
Tell Bob gets sued for killing people in the post office when they steal his lucre, they steal his boxes, and they're starting to die. It's pretty fun. He'll get a notice in the mail. He'll file a claim on the box, and they'll send him a claim for a death certificate. So.
Yeah, you just look at my 40 years in the wilderness photographs, Greg, and you see me hanging over Beater's grave, Zappa's grave, Garrett Dean's grave, McLuhan's grave, everybody I'm sitting there at their grave.
Brussels.
I killed them all, Greg.
May Brussel.
Yeah, I have elaborate pictures of that funeral. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyhow, back to the point. That's the point. So the body's going to shift a bit, okay, and change. And then also the other side. Now, the way triglycerides, okay, your HDL, LDL, and triglycerides are all going to change. The whole lipid panel will all be, but it won't even work. It won't even work because your sugar levels, the super sugar, it's going to take your body, the way your body, everything that they say is bad for man is great for God. Is that okay? So, see, sugar's bad, oh, it's bad. So God takes a super sugar, you think? And it works off of it, and it does everything. And it doesn't have to store to be an energy source. So you're not constantly hungry. That's what Bob is conveying, he's not hungry. That's because his body responds in kind. And he's also the one that says he's never going to ascend, but we don't know so much about that. We don't see about that. We'll see. He might change. He could change his mind if he had him.
I would be worse than Greg. I will resist. I will. Yeah. You'll have to drag me kicking and screaming into ascension contest.
Right. He'll be like James Brady. He'll be like James Brady. He'll have half a mind not to come. So the good news is that we'll see how that works out. It's fine. Okay. But now the complex way the body's going to process what we call nutrition, it really won't even be like that, but let's just call it that way. It's a preparatory stage because going back to Andromeda, everything is different. Now, all the religions, this isn't new. This isn't from us. This isn't just some made up shit. Y'all have been talking about this forever. Every fucking religion talks about the same thing. Talking about paradise, Shambhala, Canaan land, glory, heaven. Heaven's just a sin away, just across the River Jordan, the Canaan's land, the land of milk and honey, blah, blah, blah. Honey is the reference point. That's the only good working example of locust and wild honey of super sugar. That was provided outside of the meat sack body. Because you remember they came down from Genesee, going back toward home. So you're going to have these levels closer to you than they were. So that's what's going to be produced. The super sugar is going to be produced for your body. Just like they lived on manna that fell from the sky, your bread of life is going to fall, your manna is going to fall from the sky, and the living water. But we're not going to do it like Moses, that son of a bitch. We're not going to do it like Moses. Moses had a rod, and he had the white stone. And God told Moses, don't you strike that stone with your staff. Don't do it. He said something about obedience was better than sacrifice. Well, them nagging people didn't believe, and I don't believe what you say, Moses. I'm not following you anymore. You drug us, you saved us from Egypt and drug us out here to die in the desert. Oh, what a mighty God it must be to trick us into this thievery. The larceny that's taken place, that you ruined our life. At least in Egypt we was in bondage, but we got bread. We got to make strawless bricks, but we got fed, you see. So there's the trouble now. And so Moses had a belly of it, and so he was disobedient. And he had the power. I got the power. Dun, 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 dun. And then he struck that white stone. Oh, and the water did flow. Yes, it did. It flowed. And it was the outside reparation that you're going to experience right here, right now. Only this time, we're not going to strike the white stone. It's going to flow like heavenly manna. So much so that we have to be careful to temper it in the very beginning because of Moses' disobedience. Bob tried to tell him. He fucked over Aaron. He tried to do all right. He's been all in through, little all through this foolishness. It's ridiculous. But he tried to tell him that you can't succeed like this. He tried to tell LaRouche, you can't get there like this. You make your point, but it doesn't go anywhere. Good, you win. What did you win first prize in? You're still nothing. You see. So those are the sidebars. Now we went to triglycerides. They won't be gauged that way. Triglycerides are going to go through the roof. You won't engage it. Like I say, a normal lipid panel of a CBC, you won't even touch it. They'll have to re-gauge the whole test. But they also won't be able to cross-type your blood type either. It'll be something else. It'll be kind of like an acidic bleach, basically.
Acidic bleach.
But
wow.
That's coming. And we said those words because it's like that. It won't be exactly, but it's going to be very heavy. The viscosity will be very thick, which is great because you need a good pump. Well, you need a good pump because you're fixing to go on a very long journey in a very, 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 very toxic, hot box land. So you have to build the exothermal condition. That's the dermis. That's your skin.
Right. Right.
You got to pump it up, and this will take care of that, so it becomes a basically kind of a sealed system.
I remember you speaking on that. Yes, I remember that. Yes.
And so that's another telltale. Now you causing this from the difference between the synovial gland and the synovial fluid and the pericardial fluid, and you got the spinal cord issue cleaned up, and
right.
How the lipid.
Yes.
System is going to take, the lymph system is the lymphatic system is going to take over, and the lymphs are going to be the new super highway, as it were, of the connecting parts. And then that's going to allow the nerve endings to be processed differently.
So, okay.
You won't have, God doesn't cry. Stop. God doesn't cry. God doesn't have pain. And God doesn't regret.
That's describing us. We're God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob, don't cry. Now, if Carolyn cries, you better get your goddamn ass out the house. That's what you better. You better run, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, you better run. If Carolyn Dean goes to cry, you better go and get. You better go and get it. Yeah, it is no bueno. Yeah. When she goes,
have you ever cried, Carol?
Duck.
Has Carol ever cried? Have you ever? I don't think Carol's ever cried. Nope.
Yeah, but she does. You better skip. You better skip. It would be not pretty. You don't do a lot of crying.
Okay, and there's one little piece that you. I don't want to wait till next week. So the lymph will be driving the nervous system. Is that what you were saying about the lymph taking over? Be the
Not the nervous system. It'll change the way the autonomic systems will take over completely. And that all those nerves.
Okay.
They're going to convert those nerves. You're also going to use tendons. See, you don't take advantage of tendons now. You're worried about pulling a tendon. You build muscle, but you don't ever have regard to tendons. That's going to change. The tendons are going to be more important. That's why we said about the stretching. Get used to the stretching so when the tendons take over, you don't have to have muscles. You don't have to have muscles to get up. Right now, you have to have muscles to get up. Right. And we know it. And that's what you can't. How do you stretch a tendon? You know you're supposed to stretch your muscles. No. How do you stretch a tendon? Well, you got to work it. You got to. And see, your body has a shape, but that's not based on anything. See? That's why somebody can have a change of heart and gain 100 pounds. People do it all the time. They call them diets. So you die at it.
Okay, I remember you said that the lymph system will become autonomic, so that all that whole autonomic system will be supercharged.
You're just changing the wiring. It's like taking a car. It's like taking a car with a very bad diesel engine in it and taking. You don't have to put a turbo on it. You don't have to put a blower on it. You don't have to put glow plugs in it to get it going. You take it out and make it be an electric car, and it works differently. So basically, you're converting it to an electric car that you just don't. You don't have to plug in. You just have to give it bread, a living water, and whatever else Bob wants to take.
So I was listening to what you were outlining with Alyssa. So
eventually get zinc. If they don't understand fast enough, you better have some zinc. When the boil
I heard that
starts,
also.
That's the only,
I heard that.
That's the only thing that's going. That's the only thing that's going. All
yes, it
is good. Take them. It does good because you'll digest differently. But boy, howdy, it's wonderful because it shifts the way your body starts. You're changing gradually the way the body's processing everything. You're doing many changes, and it's changing everything. Normally, Carolyn would say, no, one thing at a time, because you do 10 things, and you don't know what's helped you or what hurt you or what you like or what you don't like. You don't know. Well, she says, just do this, all of it, and then if something's forward, start at this level and take one less than or take one away for a moment and then adjust. Very backward than what she typically would say. She's a good homeopathist. Do a little tincture, a little dot, and see if it changes your world or not.
Yeah, okay, this is questions coming up, but I have other questions. But, hey, I've been doing the Floor Revive, and I noticed that because I had to taper it back because I remember when I did the trial study, I took two. It felt good, but it was like really the release was different as far as defecation. So I just take one a day, but I notice that I don't have to eat as much as I used to.
Right.
And I don't eat as much as before, but it's just like...
That's not true. What you eat or don't eat has nothing to do with it. You don't want to eat as much.
Right.
That's the point.
That's right. You're right. That's
but
it. Yes,
that has nothing to do with it. If they hand you a pound of bacon or 2 pounds or 10 pounds, you'd eat it, but it's not like you want it or not. It's just like, okay, you know, it is. So, but it's not that it's the desire portion. She's working on a new thing, y'all. Y'all gonna love it. It's gonna change the way your hypoglycemic balance index changes. It helps you shift that. So it tricks your body into starting to process sugar correctly. Unbelievable. I see the pancreas thing, you really won't use the pancreas much anymore because the way the insulin is processed, you're going to change that. So you got to get your body a little bit used to that.
Okay. Wow.
So, but she's working on it. She's so smart. Did we mention that? She's really smart. Don't, for God's sake, her head gets so big it won't fit on the billboard.
No, her head won't get big. She needs the accolades. It's really beautiful what she's doing. Hey, Ion. Okay.
Well, she's busy. She said, fuck it. She said, fuck it. Let's do something. Tired of talking. Talk myself to death. Stop talking. I don't want to blog. I don't want to write another fucking book. I'm sick of this shit. Do something. If it's wrong, it doesn't matter. Let's do something. Yeah, burn it down or go. You know, shit or get off the pot. Let's go.
Wow. Okay, next. Thank you for all that. Do you fill in a lot? I was just, what you just said earlier about the cortisol and the pain, you really have closed a lot of gaps that were open for me for the last 4 years, starting in 2016.
That's good. That's good. When you get it all figured out, send Duffel Bag a letter. Maybe help him a little.
Okay. Okay, Ion, like I said, the 13th of June, you had a very compressed engagement with a lot of puzzle pieces that weren't arranged. And it goes back to chromatin. I asked you about histones, and you said that because I asked you about histones being affected by the poles flipping, and you said actually the chromatin would be affected. So my first question, is it the lack of the electromagnetic field that will cause the chromatin to shift and become tighter? Is it the lack of electromagnetic?
It won't be the only thing. It'll be some of the things. It's the way your body processes liquid. It's the way your body, it's the way you produce earwax. You know about earwax?
Funny you say that. Yes, I do a lot this past week.
Okay.
Actually,
God doesn't have earwax.
Really?
So you won't need that anymore.
And that's connected to the chromatin? That's connected to the whole
all of that.
Change in
all
the chromatin,
that.
The way the thalamus
is going to process, the way the thyroid works, the way all the systems are engaged. It's just a little different than the way you know it. That's all. It's not wrong. It's just different than the way you know it. You never ate asparagus before? Oh, okay. Well, your body will process asparagus a little bit differently than, say, rutabagas. Okay? So it's like, it's not a big deal. It's just a little different. It's good.
Okay. So thank you for that. Okay, now this is where I'm going to read your words because there's a lot in here, and I'll try to pull out some questions after I read it. Okay. Where do I start? Okay. Okay, I'll say what Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean says, so histones are chromatin and chromatin are histones, Ion. And you said, well, when they shift, they're going to affect the histones. Chromatin's going to be affected when the poles, he's trying to connect the pole shift with ascension. It's what he's reaching feebly.
That's the element. That's the element. See, the element, that's kind of like when the sky turns red and the sun sets in the east and you see the ship coming in, that's when those things are going to occur. It's almost like a notice of the shifting that's occurring and taking place, kind of. But go ahead.
Okay. Okay, yes. Okay, but this is where that was just like the load up, because right now everything that I'm going to read after this, there's a lot in here compressed. So she said, no, but it's chromatin is going to be shifted. When you combine that with the straight right DNA and the correct amount of protein that's going to be within the cell nucleus, then the DNA can rewrap in tighter space to make room for 144,000 double helix strands, because that will give you enough room to have more chromosome threads. Because if you don't have more chromosome threads, You're never going to get enough to get 144,000, which is what sets the double helix strands. So then, besides that, we still got to open the lotus flower, and the angel diagram has got to apply. And you've got to make sure that valence, balance and valence are balanced. Otherwise, you're going to pierce the veil, and you don't want to do that here. You want to send, you want to see the sentiment. When you do it, it'll allow your body to respond in kind, because see, now you're starting to pump lamb's blood. There's a lot in there, Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you answered, okay, now, let's go with this. You said, besides, you still got to open the lotus flower and the angel diagram has got to apply, and you've got to have to make sure that
that's
the alien...
mitosis.
The lotus flower is mitosis.
Mm-hmm. Just before the anaphase.
Anaphase. Okay. Gotta get to the mitosis.
Meiosis. Meiosis is the telophase.
Mm. Okay, you
see,
okay, mitosis.
When it finishes, is that you won't ever have a, you won't have any more diploid cells. There will, it'll be one. You won't have it won't be that division. It'll continue. It won't cut it off.
So when a cell fully ascends, then it's there. It will never go away. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Wow.
Doesn't have to. That's the thing. You don't have to, you don't need any more cells. That's why we play with this now, y'all. Please know this is just shits and giggles the way that modern medicine is duped. It's doing great for little men, but little men ain't gonna make it. So, I mean, you know, you just need somebody to give you a nice autopsy. If you're gonna stay little man, that's the only hope you got is a nice, even by, autopsy. But see, the point is it becomes quickly understandable that you're sloughing off all these cells, this nastiness that you clean up all the time, Bert, is you, the stuff falling off of you. Okay, well, with God, stuff don't fall off you. You keep all of you. You don't need to make new. You have you. Like the cancer cell, I can't get rid of them. You got it. You can go into remission. I'm ascended, but I don't know if I like it. I'm going to be remiss. I'm going to go into remission. Ion, how can I go into remission for ascension? Just for a little while. Well, I said, well, try it. You may not get back, but it took you a long time to get back this time. So you want yours, it's yours. We can make it a metaphase if you want to, but probably won't work out so good. Just saying.
Okay, Ion, okay, let's step back there because there was something there. So The lotus flower, opening the lotus flower has something to do with mitosis? Did I hear that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, okay, because you always said it was...
There's stages of mitosis. There's stages of the opening of the lotus flower. How many stages are there? There are five stages. Five fucking bodies. Now that we got rid of the five bodies, we're going to use them. They're ours now.
Okay, that brings Bob into it then. So Bob was aware of this five stages.
Who?
Of...
Never. Who? Never heard of him. Who's Bob?
Okay,
Bob, is he working? Oh, yeah. We fuck with Opinel. Oh, man, he's all right.
So the five bodies involve the five stages of mitosis, which are the five stages of opening the lotus flower?
Do.
Hmm. Okay, I understand. Okay, this.
But it says that. This ain't that, wait now, this is not prolific. This ain't that big a deal. All that's happening is the normal cell cycle is changing. That's all. Mm-hmm. We said that since itch. Ain't no
right.
trouble there. Now, and everything's
right.
lining itself up. All you're lacking now is your bread of living water and your mind, body, and spirit and your amino acids. Three that's missing. Once they get into your zeitgeist, then you can pick it up. You can go. And then we're going to quit listening to all this bitching and crying and saying and I can't make it. So, yeah, you're not going to make it. Don't worry about it. You're going to do what you're going to do. We'll be done. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials. Bert, you hear that?
I hear you.
He's saying that. That's Vestal. We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Okay.
Bob played that. He was going to play that one time, but then he changed his mind.
Okay, the next stage of your statement. We have to make sure that the valence and valence are balanced.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
that's meiosis.
That is the meiosis.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Boy, Ian, you're busting it open tonight here.
Why not?
But meiosis
is good for you.
Yes, but let me look at meiosis. Meiosis, what is the difference? Meiosis involves division of sex cells. So the balance of the valence and valence has something to do with the sex cells?
You won't have them anymore.
I remember hearing that also in the archive. So that's, is that in tan? Okay, you said there were five stages of mitosis or five stages to the meiosis also?
No, there's seven stages of the meiosis.
Seven stages of the meiosis.
Because we have to get to the seventh ring. Now, come on now. You know this. You got to get to the seventh ring of the angle diagram before you can even open it. You can't even get to the... You can't even get
right.
to the this is where we say the wrong thing. It's Carolyn she cringes every time we try to do it. It's so fun. Because No, you do it. You do it. Let's see if you do it. She's going to give you a hard time because you're supposed to know better.
No, you do it. You do it. You go ahead. You bet. You,
no,
you,
you do it. She yells at us. We don't like her yelling at us. She yells at us. We don't like it.
Sometimes there are two different ways you just say it that she gets on you. Okay. When you say, what do you say?
We say I'm biased on purpose.
Mitochondrial is when she gets on you.
Yeah.
And
that's like a myocardial infarction, which is like a heart attack. That's one way. And that applies, but not to this. Then in the cell level, it's what?
Mitochondrial. Okay. I just heard you say that in archive. Mitochondrial is what you said.
Yeah, we know, and that's all fun. And so that also has the myocardial condition too. Both apply, but that's what she found out is that it's in the pericardium too, especially with the shifting change. But the cell itself, the splitter, the thing that says it to turn off and close the outer loop, close the cell. To cut it off and make a new one, that stops. Those telomeres get longer. And we're working on we've given them two sets of problems that's going to fuck up the CRISPR model, but it's going to allow them to figure out that the cell can sustain itself. If the cell can sustain itself, it's done. It's over. Because then they don't have to pump it. You don't have to keep it alive. You don't have to keep it going. You don't have to save it. You don't have to... put Botox in it to make it, to keep it from getting saggy. It stays perky.
And that's the balance.
It doesn't have to die. It doesn't have to die.
And when it's completely sealed, that's the full balance of the valence and valence. That's what you're saying.
And then the lotus flower. Then Bob's fucked up Vigia will finally work. Won't that be wonderful? Heaven's joy awaits. We're going to fix that damn Vigia. You can know that. Wasted all that damn money. It's crazy. Shit. Crazy. We're going to fix it. It's going to be pretty. It's going to be pretty,
though. You've closed the gap. You've closed some gaps for me, buddy. Hey, okay, now this is where... Okay,
tell Greg. Greg's still trying to see if he wants... Greg's still deciding if he wants to look at the red pill or the blue pill. He had decided... Which side of Zion he's interested in looking at now. That's why it gets to be fun. But he's just having fun. We are too. So it's all good. As long as somebody gets off, that's all that matters.
Greg fainted. He left.
He did?
He left.
Hey, Ion. Ion, just
it's really amazing how you're connected to what I'm doing, because I heard, I'm not going to go into it, but I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to go, I heard something I'm going to transcribe about the red pill and the blue pill. That's pretty interesting. That will come later. We need to proceed. But anyway, because this, okay, so this is where the black hole is in your statement that I'm coming up to, and that is, okay, so we just covered, so then besides, we still need to open the lotus flower and the angel diagram has to apply. And you've got to have, make sure that you, the balance and valence are balanced. Now, this is where you said, otherwise you're going to pierce the veil and you don't want to do that here.
Nope. You know why? Because you're going to pierce the veil and guess what's going to be? Guess what you're going to have? You're going to have Pentecost all over again. And that would be all right, but y'all fucked up Pentecost so bad last time, you don't have another chance. You don't have another opportunity to get around the mountain again, because this ship's bound for glory. This train's loading up, so you ain't got time for no double talk. Jigs up. So you got to get it this time or you ain't going to get it. That's it.
Okay, but what you saying? Otherwise, okay, but you're saying you have. Okay, so are you saying that if the valence and balance aren't balanced, that's how the veil is going to be pierced? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Right. And once it's pierced, and all the power runs out, it's loosed. Well, you had that before. We've been through this a couple of times now, and you fuck it up every time. This time you can't fuck it up. This time you're going to ascend or not. And the knot's done. It's eternal. Eternal knot. You know, okay, knot from knot is knot.
Yes. But, okay, yes. I know that. But, okay, Ian, this is weird because I was looking for something else in the archive. And I was looking for something that we had in the discussion about Super Sugar on March 7th of this year.
Yep.
And I went and listened longer, and I found – you making a reference to me that there are two veils.
There are.
You said that the original veil was split, but now you have the second veil or the completion. And it's also growing thin, and that's why it's so easy to start.
Don't say split. Say rent.
Rent. Okay, but you said
rent,
split, but I
do. Well, no, but no. Now listen, there's a difference now. And the split's what's fixing to happen now. That was rent. The veil was rent into then. From the second temple, that veil, the second temple, that was rent into. Okay, and that released the power. All right? And that releasing of the power, poured fire on their heads. And they got it. I got the power. Dun, 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 dun. And then they fucked it off. See? And then that was a really long ride down the rabbit hole. And now here you come again, 7:11. This time it's split. This is what you're asking about then that we said now, that the split part is not a division. It's a split.